In this episode today, we're going to go over why you need insurance and how insurance has basically saved us like countless tens of thousands of dollars. The story you're going to hear today from me, Eddie, is crazy. This happened about a year and change ago. And it's something that we want to share to you so you make sure you don't be in the same situation and lose tens of thousands of dollars like we would have if we didn't have insurance. Welcome to the Rental Boys Podcast. Your host here, Xavier Kelly, and my partner.
What's up, guys? Eddie Salceda.
In our podcast, we talk about tips and tricks to help you along in your party rental business. Me and Eddie currently run a party rental business in the DFW area, and this podcast is really built for those who are trying to get started and grow in the industry.
Three of the best purchases we've made to grow and protect our rental business. Number one, rental, a rental platform that works as your website to manage your business. Number two, we have A to B, gas cards for your employees to manage fleet expenses. We've been swiping ever since 2020. Number three is going to be Next Insurance, business insurance that has saved us tens of thousands of dollars. We have been protected ever since 2019. Check out the show's notes and sign up through the links. It costs you nothing to sign up for rental and A to B. Insurance quotes are free from Next Insurance. Doing this helps the podcast grow. Thank you all for your support and love.
Welcome.
So, as you heard from the intro and stuff, we're going to be getting some new stuff. This stuff touches home the wrong way. I'm going to break down a little bit of the story. Actually, I'm going to let Eddie explain this. Eddie's better explaining the stories on his part.
Oh, yeah.
And then I'm going to jump in. All
right.
I got a cold.
Let me paint the picture.
Paint it. Mr. Rogers out here.
You know, I was always I was that type of person that would drive around without any insurance and play the risk game. And, you know, if they try to tow my vehicle, then I would get insurance right then and there. But I truly saw the value after this little incident. And, you know, it's always the craziest story. So, like, I would never think that something like this would ever happen. But, you know, I'm glad it did happen. And when it did happen, we had, you know, backup from Next Insurance. We had an employee that, which one did we hire first? Driver? Oh, no.
We had the wife first.
Okay, yeah, the wife first. So we had a husband and wife. The wife had originally started first. She was our receptionist.
Yes, she was
taking phone calls, making sales and stuff like that. At the time, it was like Xavier's team. My team's like the delivery driver kind of guys. So, anyways, long story short, she has a lot of kids, and she.
Go back and tell him about the. Or I hit him this far. So. Before I let Eddie jump into the deep part.
Okay.
So we first got into it, she got hired. One day we're having, like, you guys are probably having some days where people quit, people don't show up, whatever's happening. And then she was like, it's 10, they're taking down. And she was like, I'll call my husband, he can take it down right now. And so we're thinking like, oh, yeah, yeah. And then she called him and he came and he took it down. It was like, pretty good. But also too, I'm gonna be honest with you, you know, they have some other things going on. You know, I don't know what you would call it. I'm on here to make it not get banned nowhere, but they were doing some other things on the side. You know, some other things that they shouldn't be doing. But still, whatever. He was pretty good. He came and did what he's supposed to do and took it down.
Yeah.
Then this happened that it is probably going to though.
Yeah. So, anyways, guy worked out great. And you know, I think she would go work from home a lot, remote. And I think there's a time that we asked her to come in. Which she came with her kids. So at the time, you know, I think this is more in the beginning when we didn't really have a lot of structures or kind of policies. So, you know, we're like, oh, kids, you know, have a good amount of kids, so this one should be just fine. So, you know, the kid came and I saw it on the camera and whatnot, and it didn't pay any attention until the next day when I came in.
It was the dad that called too.
Yeah, yeah. It was the dad that came and called and said, hey, there's a leak here in the warehouse. And I'm like, there's a leak? And he's like, yeah, there's a leak. And like, I'm just thinking in my head, like, where could the leak be coming from? He's like, it looks like it's coming from a sink. So I go over there in the sink, and then I'm like looking at it. I'm like, where could it be leaking? Like, I don't see any like leak from this thing. So I'm trying to figure this out, but there's like so much water. Like, I mean, it's like
a flood.
The whole thing was flooded. Like, I was like, man, like how did this thing leak? And then all of a sudden I'm here, and now it's like not leaking, but it leaks so bad that like, there's water everywhere in our warehouse, and little did I know, but also the couple warehouses that were next door to us, so it's like a suite, so they're all adjacent to each other. So the water had traveled from our location all the way to other locations.
Yeah, to like the car one, the person that rent cars out.
Yeah, so thankfully, the only thing that got wet in his building were just the wheels on his vehicles that he stores in there. So
he's like, y'all need to clean these off.
So anyways, so we're like, oh, crap. And so I'm trying to figure out like what's going on. And then at the same point, you know, time the our neighbors are getting in and they're seeing all the damage, and they're starting to freak out too, because, you know, they have our neighbors. I think there were
Blue Frog Plumbing.
Oh yeah. Plumbing. Yeah. Yeah. So I think they do like AC and plumbing and all sorts of stuff. So anyways, they were kind of like not happy because the water went in their room. And then, you know, there's carpet, there's files, there's computers, there's these huge, I don't know if they're like, what are they?
Electric heaters
and stuff, yeah, like that.
But commercial electric heaters.
Yeah, so they're like really nice, and like they were on the floor, and this water just like got all over them. And, you know, basically what he was telling us is, hey, I can't sell this anymore, because it's now, you know, been damaged by the water. So, you know, I'm like, okay, no problem. Was it like $2,000? And when the guy tells me they're like $10,000 each.
Each.
I was like, my heart dropped. And I'm like, but then I, you know, at that point, I was like, you know what? This is more probably on the person that we leased the building from kind of issue. Because, you know, it's their plumbing that did this. And so, you know, I just felt kind of weird. I was like, man, it doesn't make sense.
So that was the thing, right? Sorry, I'm cutting you off in front.
No.
So, because it was because the water was running.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And then, because what LeVar told us, until you look on the cameras,
yeah,
you need cameras in your warehouses, is that the water was running, and the water, you know, water running shouldn't, if you had, you cut your water on, it shouldn't cause a flood.
Yeah.
It should just drain out. But so it was something in it, right?
Yeah. So I looked back at it because I was like doing a little investigation. And originally, I thought, you know, it was bad plumbing or whatnot. So I looked at the camera, and I see our employee turn off the water and then like dig into it and then go into the restroom and then look all worried, which, you know, most people, they don't really care too much about your business. If, you know, I mean, a little bit, but not where they're like, oh, my gosh. So I looked a little bit further into it, and I was like, hey, her question, like, hey, I saw you pull something out. What was that? He's like, oh, no, I didn't pull anything out. I'm like, really? Sure did look like you pulled something out. So I started thinking, like, oh, wait a minute. The wife had her kid last night, and it was kind of late, too. So I went back on all the footage, and then I started thinking, like, why was the water even running? Who left it on? Well, I found who left it on. It was previous employee, a lady's kids. The kid had went in the restroom and turned on the faucet. And then we also have a big, what would that thing called, be called? It's kind of like a huge, like a garage faucet as well,
yeah,
with a big tank on it. So you can like, I guess,
wash
stuff or whatnot.
Yeah, huge one.
So like basically, So basically what the kid did is he got a handful of like miscellaneous items, like rags and all sorts of other stuff, chunked it in each one of these things, turned the water on, and then, you know, started doing all this other stuff, which, you know, is a huge risk because like no one was supervising this kid. And also the kid was like climbing on things, and like, this could have been really bad if like something, you know, besides what happened, but, you know, this kid would have fell and like busted his head open, which I have seen that personally, seen somebody bust their head open. But that's another story, but it would have been in some big trouble. But thankfully all he did was clogged up the sinks and turn on all the waters, and basically the water ran overnight and flooded our whole back warehouse area.
Yeah. You should see like the video. because they cut the lights off, and then when the lights cut back on, the whole thing's flooded. On when you do it, look on the camera.
Yeah.
And then you see he runs over to the thing, and, like, yeah. he already knows
yeah.
that something did it, and he reaches down there. Like, it was really fast.
Yeah, so stuff like that. I mean, like, you just imagine, like, the damage. And then, you know, the property owner hears that this happened, so he goes out there. Then he calls a contractor to go out there. And if you know a contractor, their main job is to get money and make sales. So they're looking at the walls, and they're like, oh, all this is damaged. It has to be all torn down.
Whole wall. And all 20-something feet.
All the wall needs to be torn down because it's going to have damage and carry on over, and you need to get it replaced. So he can basically convince the owner. And so they're like, okay, how much is this thing going to cost? And I don't even...
It was high.
It was crazy. So I'm talking about, like...
It was way higher than even the electric. We messed up four electric commercial tankless heaters.
Yeah.
And those were $10,000 each. And whatever price he said was so much higher than that,
yeah.
too, as well, and on there. And then we... then another kicker in this whole thing right here. Technically, we didn't have insurance on the property yet because we literally just got in there. The only thing we had to pay for the cost of everything in our unit out of our pockets, which ended up being like $3,000 or $4,000. But since our general liability insurance, because we were technically working at the property, I paid for the other two units to get the drywall done and get the mitigation and everything too as well. And we didn't get the mitigation until only reason why we got mitigation, we went down to ServPro.
Oh yeah.
And they told us something. What did they tell them? Crazy something.
Yeah, they were crazy too. Yeah. I was just like, holy moly.
It was more than the it was like they wanted to do the ServPro, pay like $30,000 for it, fix our people for $40,000, and then they wanted us to replace the whole wall. Yeah. All three walls. Or I guess one, two, like every basically everything in water touch.
Yeah.
He's like, you walk around, you point at you, see this?
Yeah.
There's gonna be mold here now.
Yeah, so, like, they're really good salespeople. But, like, the main thing here is, like, you know, we felt bad with the whole situation because, you know, obviously, you know, our employee's kid did this. And I'm pretty sure he didn't, you know, he's a kid, so he's not going to think about the whole consequences. But, you know, at the same point, we're the ones liable for this stuff. So, you know, our stomachs are kind of in a crunch because we never come across anything like this dollar amount as well, because we're talking about like $100,000 worth of damage, and we're just like, holy moly, this is really happening, like, right now, like, the crazy stuff. Like, you know, I always watch, like, the State Farm or whatever kind of insurance, and then, like, a squirrel jumps in the front, and then, like, it does a backflip and, like, does all this crazy stuff, and then, like, you know, they're like, yep, it's covered. So yeah, stuff like this happens, like, in real life and business. Like, that's why it's very crucial. And, like, that's why we love Next Insurance, because, like, they didn't give us no hassle. They weren't, like, nickeling and diming us. They were just, like, there and just, like, kind of, you know, saying, like, patting our back, saying, it's going to be okay. This happens a lot. So, you know, that it's just a overall experience. And that's why we're kind of pushing out towards that company, because we've had other companies.
Yeah,
we had
another
one. I've actually had two other companies. Liberty Mutual, man, they got us good, because like our first couple months in business, like, our trailers got stolen, and then they were like, we need help, and then they were just loophole after loophole, and then I'm just like, well, forget it then. I'm paying for something and you're not here to help us when we need help, then we're like, why am I paying for you? But they were still trying to, like,
You know how long it took us to cancel that? They were saying you need to call your agent. The agent never answered.
Oh, shit.
And then your folks say you need to call your agent. Yeah, dude, he doesn't answer.
Yeah, the agent never answered. And it was like the perfect, like, I don't know, perfect scheme or whatever they got going on. But, like, the agent won't answer. And they say, oh, can't cancel. You got to call your agent. And I'm like, oh, y'all purposely pay them so they'll answer? Like, I'm trying to figure that out. But,
and then after that, we had his insurance, which was
Hitchhock,
which they were good until, like, I guess you can't have bounce houses on there, which reason why, that's a whole nother thing, bounce houses. That's a whole nother story we're talking about, bounce houses and stuff. We're not going to get in that one. But going back to this right here, yeah, so, like, we had all these damage, stuff like that. So we didn't, technically, to cover anything inside your actual unit, you need property insurance, commercial property insurance. We technically didn't have commercial property insurance yet. We had it at the end of the day, but it didn't matter for us at the time.
Yeah.
At the time. So basically, we had to pay for all the costs inside our warehouse, which was just the mitigation and everything like that, which is getting the water out and doing all the drying. The plumbers next to us ended up helping us get a company that they know and work with that really much helped them out. Things like Drive Force,
yeah,
came out
and they did were our cool.
stuff. They were really cool. They did stuff way cheaper than CertPro would have did. I think CertPro was just opportunists.
And they are, and you know, going back to like the me working in the automotive business, and that's just how they are. There's like a cap, and for the most part, these disaster companies know kind of like what that is, so they'll like shoot crazy prices because they know they can get it because they've done it before. So
we need to open one of these.
Maybe
it's out chasing ambulances.
Yeah.
No, but yeah, so like that, they cost it crazy, but we don't get them a good partner on that part. The Jester literally came out very quite fast after we called. You know, at first I wasn't even thinking about calling, and then Eddie was like, well, we can't, what, of course they're gonna say no. One thing could say is no. Yeah. I mean, I was thinking like, it's over. The whole thing's over. The
whole operation's over off this one incident.
Someone says, like, Ian, I'm doing me. I was like, it's like, and then, yeah, so, but it ended up covering all the expensive stuff that needed to be covered that we literally could not pay for.
Yeah.
They covered all that stuff. Yeah. And I was very, very happy that they were in the cover. I did not expect them to do that at all, especially when it came to water heaters. And then the good thing, we didn't spend too much on like the mitigation. Because I think we only had to come out of pocket like $4,000 for our side, which is, obviously, I didn't want to spend $4,000.
Over $100,000.
Yeah, $100,000, which we weren't going to be able to come up with. That was going to be...
You ruined us.
Yeah, it would have been, we'd have been starting a new company called Salada Rentals. Because that would have been the end of it. But you just really need insurance. I know it might be a hassle, but it saves you. And to be honest, if you had property insurance on that unit, all that stuff that got wet, we possibly could have got redone and re-put back in there so we could have got all that stuff back. And more. Generally, what I've learned through life, just different experiences, people who generally are wealthy have insurance, even though they might not intensely need insurance, because when bad things happen, insurance makes sure you come out above where you actually were when you first started. So if, you know, if you guys are on the, yeah, just my dad get insurance, that insurance is good, but any insurance is better than no insurance. Just don't deliver your ministry because they ain't gonna never answer. When they do answer, they're going to tell you to call your agent, and you know how that's going to go on that part. And maybe other people have better experiences, and maybe Lou Mitch, you want to come over here and we can talk about it, you know, or something like that. But whatever, they would do whatever we wanted, but it just didn't work for us.
Yeah, hurt our feelings.
It really did hurt our feelings. And that trailer was like...
It was brand new.
Brand new, special.
I just got done putting all these tracks, too, and I was so proud.
Yeah. And then I was telling Eddie, like, did you steal it?
Like, I did. Like, did one of your family members or friends steal it? Like, no.
You can tell me. You can tell me.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that was crazy. That whole thing.
I was like,
no. Oh, but you remember if going? We'll talk more. We'll talk about this whole different episode.
I got too many stories. Yeah. I think that's when you're in the rental business, man. You get so many crazy stories. It's fun. And at the same time, I think once when you look back at it, it's funny. But at the time, it's like really gut wrenching, and it's just like you don't want to be in the situation.
Yeah, it was terrible actually. The whole day, we still had deliveries. It was like on Friday. It was still like, it was like most busiest day, and we had to deal with all of those. So it's always when everything's the most busiest, everything goes wrong. So if you guys get insurance, get property insurance, get inland marine insurance on your equipment when it's in transportation, get commercial insurance with that. That is, we'll do another episode about that because we got saved from doing house loans from that part. You need to have these insurance to be able to take care of everything you need to do because insurance is going to happen. No matter what you want or don't want to do, and get, we've talked about warranties and everything else, but insurance is good. No matter if you get your next insurance, which is one of our partners, or if you work with someone else on that part, you just need to have it. If you have any questions, concerns, or want to talk to us about possibly making sure your stuff is protected and kind of what we're doing, so you can understand it, reach out to us. We'd love to give you more information on it. The whole point of this kind of Wednesday podcast is to go over our experiences to help you out, so you don't go through these same things, because one thing me and Eddie have been trying to do is learn from other people's experience, because we try to learn from our own experiences, and we thought we can give this out to you guys so you don't have to go through the same trials and tribulations that we have on there. Any more thing, Eddie?
I think that's about it.
It's about Brad memories up.
Yeah, now I'm all slumped down. I need some ice cream or something.
Good ice cream. You know. But if I said before, if you guys have any questions, reach out to us, check out the affiliate links. And we appreciate you listening to us, and we'll see you on the next podcast.
All right, take care.
Thank you guys for listening to the Rental Boys podcast. If you haven't already, please drop a review for us. You know, we would love to hear from you. And I think somewhere on here you can leave messages, you know, hit that up too as well, and subscribe and come back for more. We'll see you guys in the next episode.